The OECD just can't seem to get enough limelight these days. The organization and its new tax plan is always in the news. This week, however, the group has more than earned its 15 minutes as it has achieved what could be considered a miracle, creating a new global tax deal and getting 136 countries to agree to it. Well done indeed. Hello, everyone. I'm Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press, cross-border solutions weekly transfer pricing news podcast. And while the OECD's global agreement may be the biggest news of the week, it's certainly not the only thing happening in transfer pricing. In fact, we've got some other interesting updates for you right here. Okay, we'll start with the news from the OECD. But first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of the Fiona Show Cross Border Solutions Weekly Transfer Pricing Podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross-Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern-day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country-specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. Won't they? For months, we hung on the edges of our seats waiting to hear if the world could agree on a global tax deal. And on Friday, October 8th, it finally happened. 136 countries agreed to the OECD's groundbreaking global tax reform proposals. Of course, the goal of the two-pillar plan is to ensure that all companies, including digital companies, pay their fair shares of tax. And given our digital economy, those fair shares would be based on where companies do business as opposed to where they are physically located. Pillar 1 rewrites the rules for allocating profits above a certain percentage for the world's largest companies, and Pillar 2 is the stomping grounds for a 15% global minimum tax. While the agreement may be the same for all countries, each one would be impacted uniquely. Naturally, negotiations didn't come easily. In fact, many countries hemmed and hawed over the deal throughout the process, and it wasn't clear if certain jurisdictions would be agreeable right down to the wire. Ireland wanted a, quote, maximum 15% global minimum tax, not the at least 15% minimum that was originally touted. Hungary wanted more substance-based carve-outs. China wanted to limit the global minimum tax for companies that are starting to do cross-border business. The OECD met those terms, and in the end, only Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Nigeria, and Kenya refused to sign on. While the agreement is a big step forward, there is still a long road ahead. Individual countries will have to adopt the proposal into local legislation, and countries with digital services taxes, a real thorn for the United States, are supposed to repeal them. The proposals are slated to take effect in 2023. Better late than never, that just may be the transfer pricing motto in the Dominican Republic. 10 years after transfer pricing documentation requirements entered into force, the country added country-by-country reporting to its list of regulations. Now, along with the Dominican Republic's transfer pricing documentation, which consists of a transfer pricing report and an informative return known as a DIOR, that's short for Declaración Informativa de Operaciones Entre Partes Relacionadas, some companies will have to submit the CBCR. Which ones exactly? Beginning in 2022, the ultimate parent entity of resident taxpayers in an M&E group that earns more than 38.8 billion with a B Dominican pesos, that's roughly 680 million US dollars, must file a country by country report. The report is due 12 months after the last day of the fiscal year. Of course, there are times when a taxpayer doesn't have to file the country by country report. For example, if the jurisdiction of the ultimate parent entity doesn't have a competent authority agreement with the Dominican Republic, or if the tax administration has been notified of a specific problem or of a filing of a surrogate parent entity. The Dominican Republic's tax administration will use the country-by-country reports to establish a company's transfer pricing risk. As you'd expect, non-compliance means penalties. When it comes to fighting tax avoidance and evasion, the EU Commission doesn't back down. Need proof? Take a look at the EU's well-publicized blacklist of countries that, in the EU's opinion, aren't doing as much as they could to prevent base erosion and profit shifting. But last week, when the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists broke the story of the Pandora Papers, which revealed that certain heads of state, along with other public figures, had their own questionable tax practices, the EU took some heat about the list. According to Law 360, a Dutch parliament member, for instance, said its list of tax havens and the criteria for determining them are quote-unquote inadequate. This week, while EU member states are expected to make some changes, including bumping Anguilla, Dominica, and Seychelles off the list, the Commission defends the list and its work against bad tax behavior. EU spokesperson Daniel Ferry called the Commission, quote, extremely proactive, unquote, regarding tax transparency. And the group is certainly not backing down in the fight against aggressive tax planning. The EU's next move, a proposal to prevent the misuse of shell companies. Look for it before the end of the year. And would you look at that? Now you're all caught up on the latest in transfer pricing. Feeling the runner's high of a quick jog through the headlines? Well, then you're going to love the other shows in Cross Border Solutions Tax Podcast Suite. That's the Fiona Show R&D Tax Credit and the Fiona Show Transfer Pricing. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's the Fiona Show hot off the press, and we'll keep you up to date on the latest regulation changes in the jurisdictions that matter to you the most. My name is Matthew DeMello, and they let me host, edit, and engineer this podcast. Marilyn Mitchum-Strom is our executive producer. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll catch you next week.